Marie skidded to a stop at the tree line and stared into the foliage, deliberating taking a parting shot at the ghost, but finally decided it would be a waste of a perfectly good round. Frustrated at the mess of glass she was about to have to address, not to mention the probable need to purchase a new hutch, she dropped her arm to her side and headed back up the street to her house. She hadn't made it half a block when Sheriff Colt Bertrand walked out Big Freddy Pinchot's front door and stopped dead in his tracks, staring at her. "Crap, I'm wearing a robe and holding a gun. I'm gonna get a psych hold." And that's when Maurice decided that Colt might just be the most intelligent person in Mudbug. Without so much as the lift of an eyebrow, he dug his truck keys out of his pocket, jumped into his vehicle, and drove away without even a backward glance. You can't just walk up to someone's kitchen window and steal their pie. Jaden St. James stood in Mildred's office at the Mudbug Hotel, hands on her hips and frowning down at Helena Henry, who was practically inhaling the cherry pie on the desk in front of her. The fact that the rather large ghost was decked out like a cat burglar in black spandex was even more troubling than the stolen pie. Mildred, the hotel owner, stood next to her, shaking her head. "We had this discussion last year before you left. You're